song of praise, hallelujah. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pits where my sins dragged me down. I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out. Placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, his sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. Gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. Sorry, by day and by night, his sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer till he rescued me. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God.
Has he brought you out? Praise the Lord. One more time. Are you glad you're here tonight? We're going to have a wonderful time.
Sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, so many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today.
You got to be happier in that for me. You just got to be happier now.
Praise the Lord.
Now you're going. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Second verse, he places me up on the strong rock by his side. My steps were established and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, well, here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Let's clap it to him one more time. Aren't you glad for that tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. What a privilege and honor it is to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. Guess what we're doing? We're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. See that pillar of fire right there?
Amen.
It's right here.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's not just a well wish, it's a reality. It's a promise. And you might not be able to see him, but I can feel him. I know. You know where he's right here. He's right there. And I can see him in each one of you, the bride of Jesus Christ. So I'd like to welcome you all tonight into the house of the Lord, to a very special place that only listens to God's provided place of worship. Amen. Amen. And we know that provided place of worship is the Word. It is the Lord Jesus. It is the message of the hour.
Amen.
That's God's provided place for this day. That's that revelation that we know that we come to that. That's the only way that He'll meet the believer is through this Word.
Amen.
Because it's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is today. And He is in our midst. We have no leaven among us. Not a bit. Because he said just a little bit can leaven the whole loaf. So we don't want none of it. We just want this message. We want the pure, unadulterated Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And what is that Word? Listen to this. It's a perfecting place calling you to that perfection.
Amen.
He says you have to be perfect to get there. Amen. How can we get perfect? By listening and believing this message.
Amen.
That's the only way we can get perfect. Amen.
Amen.
That makes us the perfect, justified bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, that's one of our favorite words, isn't it, bride?
Amen.
Justified?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this. It's a perfect kingdom, so it must be a perfect people. He's talking about us.
Amen.
Because you have to stand and to be married to a perfect Son of God, and you must be a perfect bride. So how can you do it only anything else but the perfect Word? Amen. And that's what this message is, the Amen. Perfect Word. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Praise the Lord. The manifested word of the hour is the perfect word of the hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We are word on top of word on top of word. That's what he says. We just keep building. The more we listen to that word, we gain in that word, get stronger and stronger. We might not like the disciples. We might not be able to explain it. There's many things in this message that I can't explain it. Guess what? We don't have to. We just got to believe it like they did. We've got to believe one thing. This and this is the same thing. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. To you all that are listening in, I held up the Bible and the table. It is the same thing. We have to believe that this is the message of the hour. God's word needs no interpretation. God spoke it through, it was the voice of Elohim. It was the voice of God speaking to the bride, and we don't add nothing to it. That's leaven. When you add anything to it. So we don't add nothing to it. We just believe it. And what does that give us? A spiritual revelation. Amen. Listen to it. Excuse me. Therefore, we must be the Word Bride. Amen. The only way you can be the Word Bride is listening to the Word. Amen. Amen. And what is that Word? The manifestation of the hour. Yes. We are the manifestation of our, he says, a living oracle of God, a living attribute of God, displaying to the world the attributes of God in the formation of the bride that's to be expressed in this hour that we are now living in. So we are the very manifestation of the word for the hour. He says the very article that we can be displayed to the world, so that the world, he says, they don't even read the Bible. They don't even know the Bible. They know coffee shops. They know to be good and everything's great and everything's wonderful, but to see the living word in a living bride, that's what God has you here for. And we can only accomplish that by staying inside of this word. And this is only given to the bride of Jesus Christ. That's what we're so happy for tonight. Yes. It is uniting us, as we've said so many times. It is uniting the bride together, and it's the only thing that can unite us is this message. Amen. You know, you might try to unite the bride and bring them together under different things. It just won't work. It has to be the word. Amen. The message is the only thing. I can't unite the bride. No other minister can unite the bride. Only the word can unite the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he is proving to us that he is with us. He is proving that he is in us. And he's proving that he is leading us. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And with that, and to announce that with the exception of just two votes, the church was 100% unanimous in our elections with all the brothers to be elected. So we thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It proves that we are, that the Lord is leading us and uniting us together. And everything that he does is, even when we hear the message of the hour, how it is perfectly in time. And that you'll even hear tonight, we are fellowshipping in the back room, that this is a living word. And it had to be brought forth in its time when Brother Branham brought this message. But it was for a greater use, I believe. And that you'll hear those people tonight when Brother Branham tells us all these things he's getting ready to tell us tonight. Some of it went right over their head. But thank God it doesn't go over this bride's head. It's for us now, today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. He said, now the seed is pulling away from the shuck, and that we are going back to the original seed.
Amen.
And he told us last week, what? He has descended. Yes. He's already on his way.
Amen.
I believe he's almost here.
Amen.
He says the next thing that's going to happen is he's going to speak the word and the dead in Christ will rise.
Amen.
And we're going to see our loved ones. We're going to see that bride. We're going to see that prophet.
Amen.
I guarantee that. I guarantee that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Wow, that's scripture. Because he is going to be the one, if you don't know that voice for our day, because he's going to be the one that said, behold, the Lamb of God. That one that I was telling you about, there he is. And I love, he said he's a jealous God. He says, I wonder if so-and-so made it. I wonder if he made it. I wonder if she made it. He says, we'll all know who made it and who didn't make it. Because he wants all eyes on him when he comes. Praise the name of the Lord. This afternoon, once again, is going to be another red letter day, I can promise you. We're going to have a wonderful time because, once again, the bridegroom, he is going to tell us personally something. He's going to talk to us. This message is very personal. It's personal to the bride. It's not to everybody. As I've made the statement before, these tapes, they're just not for everybody. But they are for the bride. And that's the reason that they've been made and the reason that they were stored up is for the bride of Jesus Christ. He's going to tell us what that wedding is going to be like on the other side, what our home is like on the other side, and what it's going to look like, what it's going to be. Can you imagine? How exciting is that? I mean, he cared enough to come and wants us to know what it's going to be like, what we're going to do, what are the things. He's going to tell us things that are to be. Just that title alone is exciting to me. It's what are things are going to be. Lord, I want to know. What's it going to be like? He even at the end of this message, he comes back and retells us again. He even cared and wanted to know. And so much God sent him beyond the curtain of time. So that he could come back and tell us, the bride, what it was like on the other side. He said he was worried it was going to be something floating around and he couldn't fellowship. And he goes, no. He said it wasn't like that. He says, we have bodies. We're moving into it. We're going to know who that we are, what we are. We're going to be able to do those things. I tell you something else that's super exciting, too. You want to hear that?
Yes.
Unless you're listening to the tapes, you ain't going to know nothing about it. You got to be listening to the tapes. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. You'll never be able to hear this love letter. I like to hear the love letter for myself because we are sitting together in heavenly places because that Holy Spirit, that anointing, that Logos is here, that he is here with us. And we thank the Lord for the prophet. We thank the Lord for the message. We thank the Lord for this revelation. We thank the Lord for everything that he's done for us. But we're looking what he's going to do for us. But we never want to miss what he's doing for us right now. And he's just revealing himself to us. And he's going to tell us tonight all about those wonderful things. He's going to explain to us in detail. But what a privileged people that we are that we can hear it for ourselves. I like to hear the love letter from the bridegroom himself. It's great that I can come and tell you and we can read the quotes and it's wonderful. I want to hear it. I want to hear the voice of God from God himself. Amen. Amen. This is for the bride. Do you want to hear a little sample of it tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to him tell us in detail where we're going. He says, but we're going to a real place where we're going to do things. We're going to live. We're going to work. We're going to enjoy. We're going to live. We're going to life. We're going to eternal life. We're going to a heaven, a paradise, just like Adam and Eve, working and living and eating and enjoying in the Garden of Eden before sin came. And you're on your road back there again. That's what we're doing here tonight. We're on a road back again. Everything that Adam and Eve forfeited in the beginning is back for us. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Let us stand to our feet. I'm so anxious to get right into this word tonight, to hear Brother Branham once again to tell us about that rapture. He told us last week, he says, if there isn't a rapture, what are we doing? If this isn't the message, if this isn't the truth, what is the truth? We know that it's the truth.
Amen.
It's the word that's been revealed to us in this end time. And Satan wants to do everything that he can to destroy this word. He tries to make the world disbelieve what that prophet said. But to us, it's the words of eternal life. It's the very commission that the Lord gave to that prophet. He said, get the people to believe you.
Amen.
So we believe every word. We don't question it. We just believe it. And now the bride is being perfected by this word, because now we're sitting in the presence of the Son. What has he told us in these last few services? As we are, have separated that seed, he says, coming back away from the shuck. As it was then, he was telling them right then, the seed is just now separating from the shuck.
Amen.
It left the denominations, it left everything. He said, now there's only one thing left for that seed, us, to set in the presence of the Son, this message, to get ripened. And that's what we've been doing for all these years. And now it's harvest time. Are you ready to go home? Let's bow our heads. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. What an opportunity, what a people. What a time and day that we live in, Lord. How we couldn't begin to thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Thank you for this message. Thank you for, Lord, that I am part of this message.
Amen.
That I was in your spiritual genes before the foundation of the world. Oh, glory to God. Your prophet has been coming down, confirming it to us over and over and over again, letting us know. Father, you wouldn't tell us unless we were your bride. Let that sink into us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Let that go deep in our heart to realize, although our failures, all of our frustrations, all the things, how we have left so many things easily beset us, but Lord, you called us. We were in you from the beginning. We are your bride.
Amen.
And you predestinated us. You predestinated this day, this night, this evening, to hear this word.
Amen.
This perfect word. This perfect message to a perfect bride.
Thank you,
Lord. We're not perfect, but you're perfect.
Amen.
And because we're justified by this word, we become that perfect bride. You do not see our faults. And when we make mistakes, it's, Lord, forgive us. And your hand is right there to pick us back up. Lord, where we're weak in our faith, let us hold on, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hold on to our hands. Give us the faith that we need, Lord, to continue this journey. We know that the hour is dark. We're at the closing hours. Let this be a checking up night, Lord. Let it be a reality to us, Lord. That word will go so deep in our heart that, Lord, we know we're not what we used to be. We're not what we want to be, but Lord, we're on our way. You've made a change in our lives.
Amen.
And we want to invite you to come, Lord.
Yeah.
And you know the many prayer requests that lay before us here. And now your bride that's listening in and the bride that's standing before me. Lord, we have needs. We want it to be made known to you as we lift our hands to you, Lord, saying, Lord, do you know what my need is? Help us, Lord Jesus. Give us the faith that we need, Lord. It's a promise. And we are your bride. And when we pray and pray for one another, we believe.
Amen.
We believe that we're going to have what we ask for. And it might have already been something we've already asked for, so we're just saying, Lord, help us to hold on. Hold on. We're not going no place, Lord. No matter what Satan does or what he tries, we're holding on, Lord, because we love you, Lord. And we're looking forward to that calling up, that rapture, Lord, that you're coming for your bride. You're so good to us, Lord. You're so good to us. We love you, Lord. And we know that you'll answer our prayers because we're going to ask it in your name, joining our faith together and believing that we'll get what we've asked for.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so
love you this morning. We just thank you. You're so great, Lord. We thank you for coming, Lord. We invite you, Lord, we know this message is anointed, Lord. Anoint our hearts to hear it. Thank you, Lord. We love you with all our heart. Bless your children today. Lord, we're so happy, Lord, to be your children, justified. Lord, even in this message, Brother Branham tells us to get that tape on justified. Lord, we're so happy, Lord, that we are perfect in your sight, Lord. There's not one spot on us. Lord, we believe every word that prophet has declared. We're holding on to every word of it. Lord, we just love you with all our heart. Thank you for giving us the revelation. Thank you, Lord, that your prophet saw us over there. And Lord, we're just resting on it. We love you, Lord. Bless the service. We commit it all to you. Bless your children, Lord, that are listening in. Lord, as bless those that are sitting here too. We just love you. We commit it all to you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God is so good. Just raise your hand to him and tell him, God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. Oh, He answers prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. He's so great. We have some babies to dedicate now at this time. Just bring them forward as we sing. Bring them in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring Jesus. What's the name?
Olivia Madeline.
Olivia. Little Olivia Madeline. Now maybe I could say like Brother Bram said to Brother Billy Paul, it's be multiply and replenish the earth, but the whole job wasn't left up to... How precious.
Amen.
Come on. The Lord knows. He certainly gives good gifts. Come on up. Yeah. Little Olivia Madeline. Let's bow our heads.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, your little token of love. Little Olivia Madeline, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, how we thank you for her life, Lord Jesus. The Father, how precious it is to sit here and hold her in my arms. Lord, a little love gift that you've given to this home. Father, we thank you for her life, Lord. We just pray now that, Lord, as her family has come and brought her here, that, Lord, they want to place her back into your hands, Lord Jesus, for a life of service to you, Lord. May you bless and be with her, Lord. May you keep your hand up over her to watch and protect her, Lord. Always to keep her, Lord, in the center of your perfect will. Bless her and be with her, Lord. Bless this family, Lord.
Yes.
Father, and each one of the children in their homes.
Yes.
And may you always be that special guest in their homes, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, now we take this little token of love.
Yes.
And we place her back into your hands, Lord, for a life of dedication. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless and be with her now as we commit her back into your hands.
Yes.
We ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Amen.
What's the name?
Afton Rose.
Afton. Afton Rose. Can I hold you, Afton? Let's see how this works. Oh, just a minute. Mommy's right there. Well, let's go down here to Mommy. Okay. Yeah, I'll let Mommy hold you. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again as we approach your throne, how thankful we are, Lord, for this little gift of love that you've given into this family. Father, they only want the best for her, Lord, so they've brought her to you, Lord, so that they can place her into your hands, Lord, that you'll always be with her, Lord. For they know that they can't always be with her, Lord, but you'll always watch out after her. May your angels encamp around about her, Lord Jesus. Watch, protect her, and keep her, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, if there is a tomorrow, Lord, may she be raised up in the admonition of this word, Lord,
yes,
to always put you first. Bless this home, Lord. And may they always put you first in their home and bring up their child, Lord, to love you and to serve you. Now, Father, we take her and we place her back into your hands, Lord.
Yes.
We ask it in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
What's the name?
Amelia Page.
We got a little Amelia Page. I like that little bow. Bless her, let us pray. Lord, little Amelia Page.
Yes.
Father, how we thank you for her life, Lord Jesus. And Father, to think that just not many days ago, she was in your presence, Lord.
Yes.
And then, Father, you breathed the breath of life into her. And Lord, here she is with us.
Amen.
And life here is such a short period of time, Lord. But Father, the parents that you have given this little gift to, that, Lord, they want the very best for her.
Amen.
And Lord, the very best is you, Lord. Because that you'll be with her, Lord, and that you can watch her and protect her, Lord. That, Father, we thank you that we can come and we can take the little ones, Lord,
yes,
and we can place them into your hands. Father, that we know that you'll always be there, that you'll always keep your angels around about her, Lord, to protect her and to watch her, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord.
Grant it.
Now, Father, as we take and we place her into your hands for a life of service, Lord, bless and be with her. Keep her, Lord Jesus, and bless this family, Lord. And may they always put you first, Lord, no matter what comes or what goes, Lord.
Yes.
This word and this message,
Amen,
Lord, we thank you, Lord. Now we take her and we place her in your hands. We ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Amen. How many's happy to be here this afternoon? Oh, I'm just so thankful to have another opportunity to be with each one of you. And I'm looking forward to this message that we're about to hear. What a love letter. You know, just thinking of what a true friend that we have in Jesus. All our griefs, and we can carry it all to him in prayer. What a privilege that he is. What a friend we have. Let's just sing that song.
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. And all our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And oh, peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pain we bear, and all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And have we trials and temptations? And is there trouble anywhere? Oh, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share?
just take it to the Lord in prayer.
Truly, Lord Jesus, we approach you this afternoon, and what a friend we have. Not only a friend, but a risen Savior. Remember that day at Calvary, Father. That's more than a friend. That's our God. Lord Jesus, we just pray that you'll bless us this day as we hear this stored up food. What a privileged people we are, not only in this building, but the bride of Christ around the world, Father. We thank you for this food that you stored up, that you instructed your prophet to lay up in store. And Lord, where would we be without that food this day? Truly, we are so grateful and thankful, and just pray that you'll bless us this day, bless everyone that's here in presence. Bless those that give their tithes and offerings, Lord. Just be with them and meet their needs, Lord, whether it be spiritual, financial, or whatever it may be, a family need, Lord. Just meet the needs of your people this day, we ask. And we thank you for this offering, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a load of care. Oh, precious Savior, still our refuge. Oh, take it to the Lord in prayer. And do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer, and in his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find solace there.
Let's just sing that first verse one more time.
Oh, yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege in the book is mine, and every chapter, every verse, every line, and I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Chapter, every verse, and every line, and I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine, and on the tapes, oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Well, every sound and every word and every line, for I am trusting in his word divine. Every promise on the tapes is mine. Just one more time. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Yes, every sound and every word and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Every promise on the tapes. I just have to sing that one more time. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Every sound and every word and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Every promise on the tapes is mine. And this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, the angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, You know I have no friend like You. Or if heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me so many years ago. I know He'll see me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And over in the glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting the victory. Songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world. And let's clap it to Him. On every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Praise Your name. Oh, I know we all feel that very same way. I don't feel at home anymore, and I'm ready to go. You know, I was just listening to this message, and what a love letter it is. And, you know, my desire is to be closer to Him. And I want the things of earth to grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That little song came in my heart, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Let's just sing that little chorus. Well, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you.
sing it to him. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Seated. What a wonderful opportunity that we have again this afternoon to sit together in heavenly places to hear God's seventh angel messenger bring us the words of eternal life, to tell us about things that are to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for storing this food. As he says, the day that he brought this message, God ordained, God predestinated that day for that message to be brought. How much greater it is today.
Amen.
That he predestinated this day and knew you would be sitting where you're sitting.
Amen.
And knew who you were.
Amen.
And knew everything about this meeting today. Amen. Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
What great things is in store for the bride of Jesus Christ. Welcome,
Amen.
Brother Branham, to bring us the words of eternal life. God bless you, Brother Branham.